The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say a few words about the mindfulness practice. As we sit down to be mindful, one of the things that we will often notice is how difficult it is to stay mindful. Mind wanders off in thought and fantasy and things. And so a common instruction is just to bring the mind back, start over again, over again. It's also common that if there's a lot of thinking, we do mindfulness of thinking. We get to know the thinking better. And sometimes only by really turning towards the thinking and knowing something about it can it be put to rest, and then you let it be in the background and you can stay focused on the present with your breathing or your body or the steps as you do a walking meditation. But one of the things to study or to learn about thinking, before I say this, it's some people think that it's possible to turn off the mind, thinking mind, and just sit without any thoughts at all. It is possible to some degree. Thoughts can get so quiet and thin and almost like they don't think at all, or sometimes it seems like there's no thoughts at all. But that's not the point of mindfulness. The point of mindfulness is to be awake to the fact that whatever's going on, to notice, so be mindful of thinking. But there is, so you can't, it's not so easy to just turn off thoughts. However, there is something maybe you can turn off that helps you to be mindful. And that's what I'll try to explain. There's thinking, and then there's the way that we involve ourselves in the thinking. So we might be very interested in our thoughts. The thoughts are one thing, but the interest is something else. And it's the interest, if it's very strong, is what keeps us connected to thinking, involved. We keep going back. It's so fascinating to be involved in those thoughts. It might be that we give the thoughts a lot of authority. They're super important, and whatever we think has to be listened to, has to be engaged in, has to be thought, because they have so much authority, so much credence. It could be that we just delight in thoughts. We enjoy them so much, and so we just like we just. It's the enjoyment that leans into them. It's like savoring them. It could be that we're afraid. And so being afraid, we have to take care of ourselves and protect ourselves. And one of the ways to do that while we're meditating is to think out all the scenarios that are dangerous, that are challenging and or have been challenging. Review them, think about them. And it seems like I have to do that because I have to make myself safe. And so the way that we feel compelled to think, even curiosity in thinking, is enough to keep us connected to it. So there's thinking, and then how we involve ourselves in thinking. And that's one of the things you can study, you can look for it when you're doing mindfulness practice. And if you discover how you're involved, your contribution that's not just the thoughts, but the way you involve yourself in it, that you might be able to shift. Even if you can't stop thinking, you can shift the way you involve yourself in it. And in doing so, you might have a lot more choice and effectiveness in turning your attention to your breathing, for example, to what's happening in the present moment. Because that very involvement, energy and the effort that goes into being involved with thinking is a precious resource. But boy, that's really a valuable part of who you are, that you can engage your attention in that way. And if you recognize what it is, then you can switch that and use that precious resource for being here with the breathing. So that you can do. The thinking might still continue in the background, but you just let it do its thing in the background. If you're foreground, you can just stay here. So what I'm saying here today is not necessarily easy to discover, but boy, is it useful to discover. So So from time to time, you might get interested in how are you involved? How are you engaged with your thinking? What kind of authority do you give them? What kind of interest, fascination, apprehension? What keeps you engaged there? So thank you, and I hope you enjoy your morning.